This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, giving quietly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, and IB English Radio. And so when I phrase the title giving quietly, I'm referring to the idea of sort of giving in terms of giving in charity, giving to the needy. And giving quietly obviously implies that, you know, we don't make a big fuss about it. We don't have to make it very public necessarily that we're giving in charity. And obviously charity that is given in a sense secretly is in a sense, probably the most beautiful, the best charity we can give, because obviously it's very pure. So if we give it quietly, and if we could even give charity without the recipient knowing that we have given it, that would be even better, because there's sort of no way in which we can be sort of doing it to sort of gain credit, to gain status with others who observe us giving in charity, for example. Although, and I will add, obviously there might be some situations, and for sure there are, where it might actually be a good thing for others to see people giving in charity, because, you know, observing a good deed can actually, and by the way, I think modern psychology is affirming this, observing a good deed can actually produce a good feeling in the observer. So if I, as an observer, observe someone, for example, this happened recently, I saw a lady giving in charity to a gentleman who was repairing shoes, and obviously that produced in me the feeling, oh, that this was really nice. So we like to see good deeds being done. So from that point of view, we should, so giving charity sometimes in public settings is also not a bad thing, for sure. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio, and obviously I'm talking about giving quietly, giving charity sort of quietly, almost secretly at times. And look, there's a little story, a little anecdote about the famous martyr from the Holy Defense, Shahid Mustafa Chamran. So it was the story goes, it was the month of Ramadan, and Shahid Chamran was receiving, I think in those days, said one toman per day. To buy bread with for iftar. But what happened one particular day, he was in the mosque in the afternoon, and when he came out of the mosque, there was a man sort of who was telling him that obviously he was very poor and had no money, so Mustafa Chamran gave his money to him. Afterwards, though, he didn't even want to, so obviously he couldn't buy the bread, Mustafa Chamran couldn't buy the bread, but he didn't actually want to tell anyone what he'd done with the money, because he didn't want, in a sense, any sort of, how do we say, anyone to even find out that man who was sort of had said he was poor was to blame in any way for him not buying the bread. And obviously this is something that, so this is a different level of giving quietly, giving sort of secretly. So obviously it's this, of course, can, let's say, rescue or sort of the dignity of a person. And this is actually really important. So maybe, for example, when I observed the lady giving charity to the older gentleman, these sorts of things are sometimes done, you know, very carefully, just very quickly and quietly, because of that gentleman, for example, was also working. And, you know, because it does, and if we were given money, we wouldn't want it to be very obvious. Because maybe we don't really, maybe we're in need of money, but we wouldn't want to ask for money. But then if someone gives the money quietly to us without anyone else seeing, you know, our dignity is maintained. So inshallah, we can, in a sense, retain some of this, and maybe even practice some of this, maybe especially during the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, you've gained just a few points from today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.